In the end, the cigarette sealed the case. Boston's most notorious thrill killer had eluded police for nearly a decade. He was meticulous, until the cigarette, a brand only sold in Turkey, and which detectives soon learned was particularly popular among Boston cabbies.
The investigators in the cold case unit are very determined to bring justice to victims.
We are broadcasting over WAAM.
They called it the box that spoke. Families called it their hearth of sound. You could tune it with a twist of the wrist, and it would pull voices and music right out of the air. Of course, the real invention wasn't the radio itself. It was the shared moment it created. Neighbors paused their chores to listen. Children sat cross-legged in silence. It was the beginning and the end of solitude all at once. In Pittsburgh, black and gold isn't just a color, it's a calling. It's the terrible towels waving in unison. It's the echoes of "Here We Go," filling the cold autumn air. It's a franchise built not on flash, but on grit.
That's the NFL play right there, make it!
Because in Pittsburgh, football isn't a game, it's a way of life. This guy was a real find. There are plenty of folks out there claiming to be top-notch all-purpose contractors offering good deals. But Jared was the real thing. In less than a week, he had mitigated a mold issue in a 3,000-square-foot basement.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I can't believe how big the space is.
And still found time to entertain the 9-year-old only child who kind of ran the house.